It's fun to be back out. This is kind of neat to have this first kind of veteran mini camp. Guys are out, ready to go. Got a good group out there. We just finished the walkthrough, so they're going to go in and have lunch, and then we'll come out this afternoon and practice by 12:30, and then we'll do the same thing tomorrow. And then on Thursday, what we'll do is we won't have a walkthrough. We'll practice a little bit earlier, get them out of here by noon, so that we can finish up our preparations for the draft. So with that, I'll take your questions.
What do you want to accomplish?
Well, I think the big thing for us is, you know, our game's very simple. It's about the ball. It's about negotiating the ground. And it's really about man whip a man. Now, this time of year, there's not any contact, so to speak, so that third part you can't work on that much. But we can work on throwing and catching. The defense can work on defending and trying to strip. We can work on the coordination of running plays and defending plays and the kicking and the punting and all that. So those are the things we're trying to do. We've given the guys 2 weeks of meetings, and we put together a mini camp. There's not a whole lot of scheme, but there's enough here to challenge them mentally. And then hopefully by the end of this 3 days, we'll walk away and know a lot more about our players, you know, as we move forward.
How much is this about team building also?
Yeah, I think everything you do is team building. This is the number one team sport. And I think anything you do, any team activities, anything worth doing is worth doing right. And so we're trying to do everything we can to make our team as good as possible.
What are you hoping to see out of the quarterbacks this week, specifically?
Well, we want it to look like football, you know, and I'm not trying to make a joke there, but, you know, we want to get the ball snapped. We want to get guys lined up properly. The progressions we're giving them, we want to see them go through the progression, throw the ball accurately, things break down and use their legs, and generally make good decisions, throw the ball on time, and be accurate.
Pat, you've talked several times about, you know, this mini camp and what Davis Webb should do and show and
yeah.
Things like that. I mean, have you talked to him about that, about maybe not treating this like the Super Bowl?
No, you know, I think for him there's a lot been made of, you know, this is like his tryout. Well, I don't think so. I think he's just like every other player out here. They're trying to take what they get, that we, you know, take what we give them and then go out here and execute and try to execute at a high level. And, you know, I don't think there needs to be any anxiety on his part. You know, get trained up, come on out here, let it rip. And, you know, mistakes happen in practice and you learn from them. And I think that's why you practice. And so I think you got to be careful of making a final evaluation on a guy in a 3 day period here. He just needs to come out here and get as good as he can be.
Have you learned anything about him in meetings?
Yeah, what I've learned is he cares. What I've learned is he's an extremely hard worker. What I've learned is he's very smart. He listens to what Eli says. He listens to what all his coaches have been telling him. You can tell that he's learned things, you know, as time's gone along. And I think what's important now is you take what you learned in the meeting rooms and bring it out here to the field, and that's what we're going to see here in a couple hours.
What's your feeling about Eric Flowers not being in attendance?
He's not here, so there's not really much to say. That's my feelings.
Disappointed at all?
He's not here. You know, that's, you know, we understand that this is a program that's voluntary. I tend to believe it's very necessary, but, you know, he's not here, so when he is here, we'll start to talk about him.
Pat, how much has Odell been here, and is he here now, and what's the plan for him these 3 days?
Yeah, he's here, and he's been here. So, you know, he's going through his, you know, his rehab to get fully cleared. So he was able to be involved in the walkthrough. But as we get going here, competitive, full speed, he won't be able to participate this afternoon.
Are you planning for him to be a Giant in the fall?
Absolutely. He's a excellent player. He's part of our team, and he's a very valued member of our team. Everybody that's out here, I'm planning on them being here.
Why did you guys cut Brandon Marshall when you did?
Well, that was a tough thing. You know, anytime, you know, you part ways with a veteran that's done so much in his career. But I think Dave mentioned it. It came down to the physical.
How do you feel like you have your receiver depth right now without him?
Well, we'll see. Again, there's a lot of players that I know, but I haven't seen them work yet. So we'll know more as we go through this next 3 days.
How have you seen your relationship with Odell as
Well, it's like any relationship. We constantly communicate. You know, we had a great talk yesterday. He came in and we sat down as we were getting ready for this mini camp so we could talk about what we were trying to get accomplished. We've spoken on the phone. We text. You know, it's just it's like any relationship. We're very honest and open with one another, and we communicate frequently.
What's it been like working with Eli?
It's a real joy. I've said all along he's the fittest 37-year-old that I've ever seen. I see a guy that genuinely cares. I see a guy in the later stages of his career that wants to learn a new offense just like he's a rookie. I mean, he's got that enthusiasm. And I'm looking forward to seeing him lead our team.
Where are you guys at health-wise? And obviously Landon had surgery yesterday. You said Odell might not participate. Do you have a lot of guys who will be sitting out? Or?
You guys are allowed to be here, right? I'll allow you guys to do your little roll call.
What have you seen from your defense so far? I mean, it's totally new. And
yeah. Well, you know, they got lined up properly in the walkthrough, which is – that's a start. You know, we got to be in aligned properly and ready to roll. And, you know, I've watched the coaches work with the players. And what I like about our defense is there's great communication. You can see they're excited about learning a new scheme. We have career coaches that are teaching the players. And I see a lot of players that really, really feel challenged and want to be good. And so we'll get out here and try to be great.
How are you balancing these 3 days with Thursday night and what's going on upstairs these next couple of days?
Yeah, there's a draft, huh? Well, there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes, you know, and certainly many, many hours putting the board together. It's been a great experience for me working with Dave and Kevin and all the scouts and really all the player evaluation people. Whether you're on the college end or the pro end, there's a lot to the process. And being a part of it, I've been really impressed with how well they all work together. And so that's been going on for a very long time. And, you know, it intensifies as you get toward the draft. We've done a lot of work through really last night. There's work to be done today when we get off the field. And really, you work right up until when you make those picks. And so we'll just work around playing football.
I'm sure you have to
two more.
Small circle around some players that you think will be there number two. Do you go out on the field today and sort of envision how they're going to fit into this? Or
not yet. I mean, those are what we do, you know, off the field in the meeting rooms. You know, obviously you want to have a vision for a guy that you want to pick. Out here, it's very simple. We're working with all the players we have with the idea that they're all going to be here. You know, we know the math is such where we're going to have 53 of them. But so you're trying to work with the players, get them as good as they can be. And with every player, you're sort of seeing, okay, this is how he would fit for us. And so I think that's what that's part of what's going on this next 3 days.
One more, last one.
I know you asked a couple questions about Davis, but what is the most important thing he could show you these couple of days?
He needs to be able to execute the offense. He needs to be able to drop back, complete the ball, you know, and then just there's just that feeling you get by watching a quarterback move the offense. Now, you know, there's not going to be a lot of that type of competitive stuff going on, but you can tell by the way a guy runs the huddle, the way he gets the offense lined up, the way he drops back and throws, the way he hands the ball off, just all the things that a quarterback would do. And, you know, I think this is – hopefully the first of many days of him developing within our system.